are so glad to be in the house of the Lord
this morning.
I want to take this opportunity to appreciate the pastor who is not around
for
this opportunity. I want to appreciate our elders also. We have wonderful elders here. Let's clap hands for them. Without wasting much of your time, I just want us to read the scripture from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2. I'm glad to see you, brother. Senor Edzi, my good friend. All the way from South Africa. May God bless him. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1.
Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. Praise the Lord. We may bow our heads.
God, I'm saying so, you know.
Ask my brother to pray.
Tens, Baba Sama Simba. Zikare ishe, tawea pamberi pechi karo chenyasha. Taita Baba, zachino gona kuita, sevan. Zasara ishe, zasari remi. Taakushida kutimwea mutsvene. Iwo wakanyora. Baba zvataverenga wochuya wochidudzira kuti wairevei. Panoda isho kudenga kuchekeswa, mweya mutsvene chiedza ugotichekesera tigone kunzwisisa baba kuti muri kuda kuti tiite sei. Baba wokudenga pakuparidzwa kweivhangeri, zodzai isho kudenga mudziyo wamasarudza. Tinoziva kuti munhu tinoyanana naye, baba tinowirirana naye, dzimwe nguva isho kudenga tinopesana pamaonero. Asi baba, iye zvino basa riri kuitwa ibasa ramwari. Mweya wamwari ngauburuke uite basa. Tirege kunzwa kubva kumunhu, asi tinzwe kubva kudenga pacharo richitaura kwatiri. Zvino tagadzirira baba mikombe yedu isho kudenga baba, yamirira kunzwa kubva kwamuri. Itai isho kudenga baba sekutirongera kwamakaita muzuva ranhasi. Tanamata nekutenda muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu ishe wedu. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. May take our seats.
Tigare zvedu pasi.
Just for a short while, we just want the fellowship around the word of God. And I trust it's going to be a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to give the title of my message, Breaking Life Cycles. Life Cycles. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I appreciate the interpreter here.
Chinoyemura mparidzari pano.
Oh, he's such a good interpreter.
Yeah, mai chiri kudzidzirawo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I trust I've just read the scripture that we all know about. This was when the children of Israel were coming from the land of Egypt. And they were going to the promised land. So it came a time when they stayed for many days. And I think maybe the children of Israel, they are really enjoying that place very much. Maybe the outlook was just beautiful. Maybe there are some nice trees there. Maybe nice rivers. Until they stayed there for many, many days. And the Lord had to come down and gave instruction to Moses. So he's telling him, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe someone might say, what is the meaning of this compassed? It means going around in a circular course. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So they are basically keeping on circling around the mountain. Yet they
are
supposed to go to the promised land. The meaning of cycle, series of events that are regularly repeated in the same order. And this is what we are saying, we want to break those cycles. If you look in your life, and if you realize there are some cycles, you are keeping on repeating a certain habit, a certain display of life. Today we are saying we want to break that. Because we are destined somewhere. So a breaking has to happen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
While we live, we must be moving upward. When we stop, we begin to die. Rest is necessary, but only to renew our strength, that we may press on again. Did you hear that? Press on again. And we have brother again here. My anger is needful. For a ship. But anchoring is not ship's business. It is built for sailing.
Chikepe chakato gadzirwa kuti chinge chichifamba chichitiwina chiri mumvura.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. They were constantly in motion, yet they were making no progress. They were not getting any nearer to the promised land. Brother, that cycling that they were doing, they
were
not coming nearer to the promised land. At the beginning of the month, they were in the mountain. End of the month, still on that very mountain. Until brother, 40 years they are still there. They would journey for many days through the wilderness, enduring hardships and suffering, pain and weariness. And at last would come to the very place from which they had started. It was a fruitless kind of journey. Then they were called to create their going around the mountain and to enter on a course that would lead them to the promised land. There is a tendency among people to circle around. In our very lives, there is a tendency. We keep on doing the same thing. Same mistakes. We are not doing any good to move forward. We are inclined to settle down in our present condition and stay there.
Tinongoda kuramba takagara muchinhano chedu chatirito vatangozorora tiripo imo.
Brother, I believe that's the reason why every company, they have to put some supervisors.
Ndinotenda kuti ndosaka company imwe neimwe ichitoisa maforomani.
Brother, the human nature is just to relax. That's the tendency that we have. After relaxing at the end of the month, you want to get paid. Companies, they realize, we are not getting anywhere. We broke. We must employ managers and supervisors. Because the human nature is relaxed. We want to sleep too much.
Ahead
of someone who slept for more than 2 days, still sleeping. Human nature. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We let ourselves form the habit of moving around and around in a circle when we ought to break away from the secular course and start forward. It is easy for us to get into a routine in life which keeps us in the same lines from day to day and from week to week.
Izvo zvinotiitira nyore kuti tipinde mutsika inotiita kuti tirambe tiri panzvimbo imwe chete muupenyu hwedu hwose.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's another word that I want to talk about called stagnation.
Pane shoko ratoda kutaura rinonzi stagnation, zvoreva kuti kumira panzvimbo imwe chete.
There's no progress at all.
Apana kana kuri kuendwa zvachose.
No movement at all.
Apana kufamba kuri kuitika.
There's no increase.
Apana kana kuwedzereka kuripo.
And the devil usually uses that too.
Satan ndochombo chaanoshandisa ichi.
You are lying dormant.
Ungoripo apo wakangodekara.
You are lying idle.
Hauna chauri kuita.
Inactive.
Hauna kana zvauri kuita.
Lifeless.
Hapatorina upenyu.
Sluggish.
Kutongodekara kuzorora.
You are static.
Wakangozorora uri.
You are stationary.
Wakangomira.
Brother, I believe as Christians we must not be static.
Sema Kristu, hatifaniri kunge takangomira.
Brother, we must move from one point to the other.
Tinofanira kufamba kubva pane imwe nzvimbo tichienda pane imwe.
Until in the book of 2 Peter,
kusvikira kuno bhuku raPeter wechipiri,
chapter 1, verse 5.
Chapter 1, verse 5.
It says, and besides this, giving all diligence.
Hanzi kunze kwezvizvi zvimwe zvose izvi.
Add to your faith virtue.
Chisaika pakutenda kwenyu simba.
In other words, if you have faith,
kana iwe uine kutenda,
you must not relax just having faith.
Aungodekaro kuti haiwa ndine kutenda.
The scripture is saying add virtue.
Hanzine gwaro chiwedzera simba
pakutenda. Once you have virtue,
kana wane simba,
you have not reached yet.
Hausati wasvika.
You don't relax.
Hauzorori.
You move to the other gear again.
Wakushenda mberi zvekare.
The gear called knowledge.
Wakushenda zvinopa gear rinonzi ruzivo.
After you get knowledge,
chana wane ruzivo,
you don't relax again.
Hauzorori.
You move forward.
Wakushenda mberi.
To another higher level.
Wakuenda panjero
chepamusoro. That is called temperance.
Icho chinonzi kutsungirira.
Once you get temperance,
kana wasvika ipapo,
you don't relax also there.
Hauzororeri.
Move on until you get patience.
Kusvikira wasvika pamwoyo munyoro.
From patience you must get goodliness. From there you must get brotherly kindness. Still you have not reached yet. You must reach to the peak where there is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So brother, we are not here to relax. Today I want us to take an inventory in your very own life. I want you to check yourself whether you are lying idle, whether you are stagnant or you are moving forward. And brother, we are saying this morning, as a believer, you must move forward. God is expecting you to move forward. God has idleness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to this quote from the message, the Easter seal.
Easter seal.
In the Hebrews, when they cross through the wilderness, they eat, try to eat dead manna. They tried to eat dead manna. And it had become stagnant. It had wiggle tails in it. Contaminated. Rotten. Maggots in it. Brother, the time you become stagnant, the time you become stationary in the Christian walk, brother, I want you to know that there is some things that will rush and occupy. You have given them room. The moment you stop testifying, the moment you stop living a Christian life, you have opened some avenues. You have opened some doors for the devil to come and occupy your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You saw that bird that was flying there. It's a voucher. Brother, that bird, when it realizes, I think there's an idle animal somewhere. Brother, it goes and invites its friends to say, come and see here. There's a potential food here. Brother, I believe that's exactly what the devil does. The moment you stop moving, the moment you become an idol, brother, the devil is ready to attack you. You have opened some very big doors for the devil to come and attack you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
From the message, the broken systems. Broken systems.
Broken systems.
So we find that these systems, after they all sit around a while, they become stagnated. They are no good. And it becomes then also becomes the home of frogs. Lizards. Brother, a frog is a type of unclean spirit. So the moment you become an idol, the moment you stop doing what you're expected to do as a believer, brother, the evil spirits, you have opened very big gates for them to come in your life. So we are seeing frogs coming, lizards are coming, snakes coming, bugs coming, germs coming, because it's a stagnated condition. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name.
Amen.
God loves to see His Christians progressing.
Brother,
we need to grow. We just need to grow. The pastor is coming here, is preaching about love, 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 love. Day in, day out, midweek, Sunday, love, 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 love.
Love.
And brother, we see you still hating. Ah, brother. Are you not appreciating the good sermons? Brother, we need to eat. And once we eat, we must grow. Brother, this year, can you imagine a sister refusing to shake your hand with another sister? Brother. It's not allowed. think here is banned. Don't think Brother Marunya will accept that. Not allowed at all. Brother, we must love one another. That's not an excuse for you to refuse greet that sister.
Even if she owes you a certain amount of money, maybe from years back,
brother, we need to progress. We need to grow spiritually. You mothers, you are a witness. When you have a child, 3 years down the line, the child is still crawling. You don't take sleep. You have blood pressure. You are realizing something is not right. Something is not going on well here. You move around, look around, visit different people. Different hospitals. And you say, at my home there is a serious situation there. You are not happy to see a child in the same condition. Year in, year out. I want you to do the same on your spiritual life. Brother, we must not relax when things are not moving well in our very own life. May God help us to take a real inventory in our very lives. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to what the prophet says here. And I believe that before anybody can ever move or have real confidence, faith, it's first they have to know where they stand and how to stand after they make their stand. I believe that's essential, for you cannot just headlong plunge into something with faith when you don't know where you are plunging to. You have got to know. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. And if our faith is set right,
kana kutenda kwedu kuri panzvimbo,
and in the right position,
kunyatsori panzvimbo yakanaka,
it gives a constant satisfaction.
Kuno unza kamwe kakugutsikana kanoenderera.
It's just like it's been said about a woman.
Zvakafara kuti zvikutaurwa pamusoro pemudzimai.
Listen to this. Maybe she is married.
Pamwe mudzimai akawanikwa.
So anxious to embrace her first little baby. That she doesn't hardly know and can wait. But she, her anticipation is so. Brother, for me, I believe if something is mentioned on the pulpit and it has something to do with you, it's the right time to grab it with the right mental attitude. I believe it with all my heart. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But she, anticipation is so, but behind that there is a fear. If he doesn't quickly show up, that she will not have this baby. Then that drives the feather away all the time. You are not having a baby. You are having a fear in you. The prophet is saying it drives you further away all the time. Listen to what the prophet says. Now, there is a remedy that they do in these days. And it's worked in all ages. If that woman sees or believes that she is not going to give birth to this baby, if she would just go out and adopt a baby, then the first thing you know, she will have one of her own. He says, now that's proven correct. 9 out of 10 times.
9 kubva mu 10.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Blessed be His holy name. Brother, this morning, if you don't have faith, you look in your life and you realize you don't have faith. I want to give you a tip this morning. You can adopt faith from one brother. Adopt the faith of Brother Gumiso. And you apply it in your very life.
Brother,
the prophet is saying, 9 out of 10. It will wake up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name.
Amen.
That's why many times I tell the people, go on, start praising the Lord. Because that is the adopted baby. Brother, if you are prayed for, go ahead and start testifying that I am healed. Even if the stomach is still aching you, brother, you open your mouth, you confess that you are healed. If you have not received the job yet, you can open your mouth, you say, I am employed. Brother, 9 out of 10. It will work out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can believe it, all things are possible. Oh, brother, you need to move away from your very situation. Brother, we want to rise up in spiritual realms. The singer says, Lord, lift me up. I need a higher ground. I want a better position. I'm tired of staying in the same position. Year in, year out.
But
I believe God can lift you up. If you can only believe it. At the end of this
service,
I'm looking for some sisters who are going to say, now I am raised. I'm no longer the same anymore. Something has happened. But if you can believe it, I can give you an assurance that it shall happen to you. All things are possible to them that believe. Even this morning, if you can believe it, brother, our God is big enough to back up His word. I'm not looking forward to your situation, but I'm looking to what God can do. Brother, God can move mountains. Do you have any rivers that you cannot cross? Do you have any mountains you cannot tunnel through? My God specializes in things thought to be impossible. That thing that is troubling you,
our
God can turn around situations. You can only believe it. Our God is still doing that.
Brother,
the time to go back home the way how you came is over.
Brother,
God is still changing situations. Can I tell you something? The message we have believed, brother, it tells the heart. In other words, it's a turning message. It can change your situation in the home. It can change the situation at your working place. Brother, we must get the fruits of the message. This message is packed with changing spirit, changing anointing. This message is packed, brother. Anointing changing things, whatever you want to call it. Brother, this message can change. You can believe it. All things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody ever does anything perfectly this
time.
The artist spoils yards of canvas and reams of paper.
In
mastering his art.
It's
the same in living. It takes most of a lifetime to learn. Brother, ukadona pasi.
If you fall down,
brother, you rise again.
Unosimuka.
No one is perfect.
Hakuna munhu akakwana.
You can make a mistake, my brother. But brother, I want to give you a tip. Once you make a mistake, once you fall down, brother, you rise again.
Unosimuka.
You remove the dust.
Wachibvisa guruva.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remove the grass. And you move forward. Brother, rapture, I believe, is made for overcomers. You have to fight and win.
Have you ever seen a soldier without scars?
You must ask that soldier, where were you fighting? Ask those soldiers in Ukraine. Some were bearing scars.
Some with broken legs.
It happens, my brother. In this walk, you find difficulties. You meet obstacles. But when you meet them, brother, you move forward. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I love a man called Hezekiah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
His father,
Baba Hezekiah,
was called Ahaz.
Ahaz.
This man was a wicked man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, wana madzibaba ako kana akashata moyo.
Your forefathers, if they are evil hearted.
Brother, you don't just inherit everything.
Aiwa ungotori zvese ka zviri mavari.
When you are a believer, you must be in a position to identify. My father, the way how he talks, it's wrong. Though he is my father, though she is my mother, the way how she holds herself is not a Christian way. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is what Hezekiah realized. His father being an evil man. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Just look back in your very life. In your entire clan. Just have a look at them. How they are behaving. Brother, you have a right to say this. Way I'm not following it. This is a wicked way. Sure, my auntie, I love you very much. But the way you are walking is not
nice.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, we must stand up and rise. You must show them the light. Brother Hezekiah did not say, my father was wicked, so I'm going to inherit wickedness also. He said, no ways. Until the Bible said, Hezekiah saved God with a pure
heart.
But his father did not honor God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
His father led the people away from God. But Hezekiah is coming. He's realizing the errors. He's saying, my father was lying idle with the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hezekiah said, I'm going to break this cycle of my father.
Hezekiah got Iowa. In any margin, the Aguchi Shandra, my mirror, and the Aguchi
said, this cycle has to be broken.
Oh,
brother, give me one sister this morning. Give me one brother this morning. Who is ready to break cycles? You must break the cycles. You have to do it. Break the cycle. Maybe you are the reason why you came to the message. Maybe your entire clan is waiting on you. Brother, maybe you are going to bring your grandfather here. When you stand according to the word of God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, brother, we need to break things today. Some habits, they have to be broken. Certain type of life has to be broken. Brother, we need to do it today, not tomorrow. We want to do it today. Today is your day. We just have to break
Satan.
We want to break the devil. We want to act like
David.
He said, today, this head, I'm going to cut it off. Brother, we want to cut off some heads today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to cut them off. Brother, it's possible. If Hezekiah did it, Sister so and so can do it. If Hezekiah did it, Brother so and so in Balkon can do it. You can believe it. It can happen. Blessed be His holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to His name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know this man
Hezekiah
existed by the prophet. And the prophet brought forth a message. Thus says the Lord. Put your house in order. You are not going to live. You are going to die. Oh, brother, watch what this man did. He went before his God. The very God that he used to worship. Brother, you don't wait to worship God when you are in trouble. No, that's not the kind of Christian living. We worship God even when there's food on the table. You worship God when there's promotion. You worship God when you are chased away from work. In all circumstances, we worship God anyhow. Oh yes, that's why we must do, brother. Even under false accusations, we must worship God anyhow. Brother, you went before the Lord. Hey,
amen.
Brother, I believe there's a way that you would go before the Lord. Maybe with his hands raised. Maybe said, I'm not going to eat chicken today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I have business with God. Brother,
you have to leave that food.
Get in a mari.
And you have that discussion with God.
Brother, it gives results. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God heard the prayer of the man Hezekiah. The man who broke the chains. The man who broke the cycles. Until when he heard that prayer, he had to instruct the prophet Isaiah, and he said, go back to that man. Tell him, thus says the Lord, you will live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, it can happen to those that break cycles. When you call upon the word of God. Oh, brother, the Lord will answer you. I believe it with all my heart. He's still doing that today. You can only believe it. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. I'm reading a quote from the Message, Thy House. And
a
turning cord. And that fog ripping through, which was going to snow in just a little bit. Yes, fog. Fog.
Mote.
And I started up again, and I come back to the deep again. Done it 3 times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I knew then, I said, I'm somewhere. See now, the Indian calls it the death walk. You are not on a flat place and you are walking around and around in circles. I've heard many people that get lost. Some people, they even say if you go to some remote places there, they say you must know how you're speaking. Otherwise, you get lost there. This is what the prophet is calling a death walk. You keep on going in circles.
It needs some people to come and take you from that place.
You are walking around in circles. And we are saying as believers, brother, we have walked in circles for a long time. In January, we are in a certain condition. In February, we are in another condition. March, we are in the condition we were in January. Same demons troubling you 5 years ago. Still troubling you in 2022. You are just moving in cycles. This is what we are saying. By the grace of God, we want to break that today. Brother, we need to move forward so that we give less headache to our deacons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to move forward. God loves to see his children progressing. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Today we are walking around and around in circles. This is the prophet in the Message, The Uncertain Sound. And he says, that's the reason we are losing. Because we are taking our boys and teaching them education in the stead of the principles of the Bible. And the salvation of God. And the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason this great revival, what have we done? The assemblies hatched a great big group. Like Oral Roberts.
Sana Oral Roberts.
The other one, Church of God.
Church of God.
Billy Graham and Baptist and so forth, thousands and thousands. Listen to what the prophet says. But where is that church that Christ spoke of? Where is that church that Christ talked about? Where is them great powers of God that he promised? Borderline believing. Israel was in the wilderness for 40 years.
Israel
walking round and around, as we said before. But brother, over in the promised land, laid in the fullness of God's blessings for them. And today we are walking around and round in circles like that. May God help us. We must not allow our narrow occupation to dwarf our souls. Where we are working, my brother, we must not allow the conditions, brother, to press us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, I believe you do good. The very day when you are given employment, you tell them, I am a believer.
That's it. It helps.
Brothers, if you, when you are getting married, the very day when you go to pay your lobola, if the in-laws are not believers, let them know that very day. That I am a believer.
It won't trouble you ahead.
Because
if you don't do that, they will make you to buy beer for them because you did not tell them that you are a believer.
You must tell them. Let them know.
What
if they want to say that?
If they want to brew their beer, they won't even invite you because they know that, oh, okay. Our son-in-law, this and that told us that he is a Christian. He cannot come for this.
Brother, apart by faith, he
pass.
Tell them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. You have been going about this mountain long enough. Brother, we need to move forward. You have been in this habit for a long time. Sister, mwe wakunyepa kubva muri ku Sunday school.
This lying spirit, sister, ever since you are in Sunday school.
Muri junior Sunday school mainyepa.
Junior Sunday school, you are telling lies.
No, man, so senior Sunday school.
Senior Sunday school.
Mwunyepa chete.
You are still lying.
Ezwe ma married manye mahamumba.
You are now married. You are now in
brother,
your own.
Brother, what's going on? Sister, muri ku?
The brother is calling. Sister, where are you?
I'm in Chinoy Street. You are by charge office.
But she's at charge office.
Brother, I'm a senior in at Kwedu.
We are now
graduated.
We are now seniors in our habits. We continue with our habits.
I'm sorry, today I'm going to break that. You can believe it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are much at the system. I began on a good quarter of Sunday school.
Same spirit, sister. You were known by sleeping in
Sunday school. Memory co.
You were well known.
This is my Samuga.
And you are now grown up, mature. You are now.
We are ripo chest.
You are now a mother, but the spirit is still there.
Senior, we could dose as you could say.
You are now the senior in dosing. What's happening? You have taken too long in this condition.
You have stayed too long in that mountain. You must turn northwards.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Turn to the North Star. There are many stars. There's pop star. There's a soccer star. Athletic stars. Dancing stars. Motivator stars.
Job
stars.
But
brother, all those stars, they perish, they disappear. When situations comes, brother, they perish, they disappear. But there is one North Star that cannot be shaken. Brother, when you are lost,
Put
your trust in the North Star. It will lead you home. Brother, if you want to get to rapture, don't follow any other star. Follow the North Star. As the earth turns and every other star seems to spin around the earth, tracing out a circle in the sky. But the North Star appears to stand still. And brother, it shines more brighter in the evening time. I believe we are in the evening time also. Brother, we need a better light. And brother, the light, we have it. That's the North Star. Listen to what the prophet says. From the message, the Lamb's Book of Life. People can act like they are so and so, and they can be swayed with everything. But a man that's born of the Spirit of God, praise the Lord, his course is set towards the North Star.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
And he says, that's the way the stars stand. The solar system has not changed the zodiac. The morning stars on states on his post of duty every morning, just exactly the way it did when the earth was created. The evening star takes its place every the little deeper. Right at the time of season, North Star stands ready and never moves. And the prophet said,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Brother, God never told a man to labor 30 years and harvest nothing.
Mwari havana kumboudza munhu kuti ashingaire kwemakore 30 obvazoshaya gohwo.
Brother, you cannot labor for nothing. Brother, kuya ku church panapo uira mahara iwe.
Coming to church here and then you go.
I know zviramba, not to zviramba so.
No, I say no to that.
You cannot come here for nothing.
Ugoni kuya pano kuinda mahara.
You must reap the benefit.
Unofanira kutowana maropafadze kuya ku church.
Brother, in every service,
mushumiro yega yega,
you are supposed to receive your package.
Unofana kuwana zviri zvako.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, ndosakachiti mwari taurai nesu muservice.
That's why we say, Lord, speak to us during
you
the
cannot
service.
Labor for nothing.
Aushika iri pasina ama.
Because of the gospel was preached in both word and power.
Nekuti evangeri yakaparidzwa pazvese mushoko nemusimba.
This is from the exposition of the seven church ages.
Exposition of the seven church ages.
He gave us the open door of word and power. That is what we are supposed to use. That is what gave Paul his great and effective ministry. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Brother, we need to grow. Jesus Christ. In the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 40. The Bible
40.
Says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Brother, if we claim to be Christians, it means we are Christ-like. This is the North Star. Brother, he grew spiritually. What are we saying this morning? You must grow spiritually also. Your faith has to increase. Your brotherly kindness has to increase. Your patience has to increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Brother, are you watching here? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He's increasing. Spiritually. And wisdom also. Verse 52 says.
52.
Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. And in faith of God and men. Brother, muri kuona nyaya yesinya kuti ndakana basa nawo nyango asingatifariri.
It's not all about I don't even
care. You are a Christian.
Kana iwe uri muKristu.
People must love you.
Vanhu vanofanira kukuda.
Nofuwa kuya muyananise kubasa kwenyu kutozikana kuti muyananisa auya.
You have to make sure that you reconcile issues at your workplace.
Kwete kupesedzera kuti vanhu varwe kubasa.
Not to come and say,
akazvidzidzipi izvozvo.
Where did you get that?
Pulpit pano.
That one is not even
from the pulpit.
Which pulpit are you feeding from?
This no pedza mabope isusu.
Amen.
Kutenda kuti nyaya yeku Ukraine wakanyatso taura nema brothers zvakanaka. Do any solution you?
If you discuss the Ukraine
issue. Brother, we are peacemakers.
Aiwa isu tisu tinounzaru yararo.
Izvozvo chaizvo.
Amen.
Pandinana shalom peace. Ndiwo zvacho peace ugare.
That's what we have. Peace, shalom.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Now, when Christ, brother, increased in the physical outlook.
Kristo pavaka kura panyama.
Brother, zvepanyama chaizvo.
Kutokura paumu mwako.
Kutokura wena.
Amen.
Brother. Business rako iwewe.
Your own business.
Rufa wakutokura.
It has to grow.
Brother, and attend business 5 years.
I don't believe in a business. 5 years. You are still selling maybe a small portion of tomatoes.
So kushanyira 5 years zvikona muchiripo food.
You are still on that same position 5 years after.
Panomira musheka.
No, there's an issue there.
Panomira musha, panomira musha.
Things are not
stayed
right.
Long enough in that condition.
Wagari sauri muchinhano ichi.
Brother, that is zvishanduke.
We want a change of things.
We want a complete change.
Nikuda shanduko yakazara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kana wakatanga business.
If you started your business,
it is small to medium enterprise.
A small to medium enterprise.
Asinauramba ingori small chetaka.
It cannot continue like that.
Gaikure brother, gaikure.
It has to grow. It has to grow.
Gaikure.
It has to grow. Hallelujah. Amen.
Kana uine tuck shop.
If you have a tuck shop,
5 months to come.
If we visit you in the next 5 months, we want to see changes. You are now inviting the engineers for the extensions.
I seem
not to have enough space. I want to increase
it.
You have to look for brothers who are builders in our midst. Can you come and extend this building?
Brother, this is what our God can do.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We cannot afford to continue in the same situation again. Something has to happen. Something has to change.
The Lord had grace upon you and you were given a stand. On that very stand, 10 years ago, but still nothing has happened. Only grass, tall grasses.
Nothing is moving.
Maybe there was foundation and that foundation is already destroyed.
Brother, I want to break that spirit this morning. Brother, we need to grow. Things have to change.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. From tax shop, that was what sister one is supermarket.
From a tax shop, you have to go to the supermarket. It's possible, yes. They belong to us, they are ours.
From them, we have chain stores.
From there, then you develop chain stores.
As we'll
be saying,
supermarket, yeah, brother,
this is brother so and so's shop.
Ah, brother. It's
possible.
All things are possible.
Yes, no kwanisika.
Brother,
if your issue has been addressed, say then why has it been addressed?
Just have a positive attitude.
For
why
is the preacher speaking about this?
He knows my needs.
He knows
what I want. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
May God help us this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some
people, they hear.
Maybe there are some that are in the church this morning. They appreciate the message. They say, this is good. But when it is announced that next week there's going to be baptism,
some people, they even stay. It's already in them.
To them, they don't see the difference. Let me tell you this morning. There is a great difference between a water baptized believer and a nun. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe next week I'll baptize.
Maybe when you say next week I'll come. Then they call you from your workplace.
Mr. So and so. Too much work. Come to work. Baptism.
Then the brother at the end is not baptized.
Maybe the following 2 weeks announcement is given again.
So ndo mavira kutera ziviso
zvaka. Water baptism.
Tine kubhabhatizwa mvura.
Receive a call from home. Mbuya yekera.
Grandmother, so and so. Something is not right. I think you have to come here quickly.
It's
just my coincidence. There's a certain spirit
in
the spirit is preventing you from being baptized.
Petros
are being forced so that you cannot receive
but
your baptism.
By the grace of God, we are breaking that today.
You can
believe it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's one brother was giving a testimony to me the other day.
It's
from Nyanga. He said he attended a certain outreach. And he decided to give his life. The moment he was baptized, during that outreach, he received a call. What have you done?
Those spirits. Spirits from the peace of
God. They will be fighting. But we are here to break every cycle this morning. Cycles, they have to be broken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe you were baptized in the water. Very nice, brother. But I have a question for you. Since you were baptized, have you received the Holy Ghost? Yes or no?
Amen.
Young sister, since you were baptized in this water, one of our precious deacons here, did you receive the Holy Ghost? Oh, I'm a nice brother. Sure, we don't doubt you're a nice brother.
But
those going in the rapture, the requirement is not nice, brother.
Sure,
you are honored.
But those who are honored are not the ones who get into the rapture.
Inga ndinotumika wanu.
Yes, we know that
it's
not like by that it's a passport for you to get into the rapture.
Brother, Paul recognized some believers.
Paul akato cherecheza vamwe vatendi.
I believe they were acting in a certain funny way.
Ndinotenda kuti wanekinga kanzira kawaita nako sokainakidza.
Until he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Paul akatoti kwauri mati magamuchira here mweya mutsvene kubva pamakatenda.
This is what I'm imposing to you, my brother, my sister.
Oh, zvimwe chete zvandirikuzawo pauri hamani hanzva.
Elderly brother, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Hama dzechikuru mati magamuchirawo here mweya mutsvene nobva pamakatenda.
Oh, we have just relaxed, lying idle there.
Kana kuti makangodekara kuzorora.
We are just saying I'm one of them, one of them, I'm one of them.
Muchingoti ndiri mumwe wavo, ndiri mumwe wavo.
Brother, you are not one of them until and unless you are baptized by the Holy Ghost.
Hamusi mumwe wavo, hama kusvikira mati mazadzwa nesimba
rengu. Looking for a sister, we said for how long? In this situation.
Iri kuti akusvikira rini ndiri muchinhari.
Brother, uri kutochembera so bvudzira kutochena.
Becoming in gray hair.
At this city, we are anymore.
We are no longer young children.
But if you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, what is the Holy Ghost? The prophet says,
prophet Arnold,
it's God's open door. It's a sign. It's a seal. It's a comforter. It's an advocate. It's an assurance. It's rest. It's peace. It's goodness. It's life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's God's open door. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us. Brother, may God help us this morning. Do you know, if you fall sick, we can pray for you. You can be healed. But there is no scripture that says you will not suffer again with the same disease. But there is something unique about the Holy Ghost. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, the prophet said, you are sealed until your final destination.
You can become mad, but
I am one of them.
You are allowed to sing.
Yes,
you are.
As a madman, body has nothing to do with it. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is a purpose for sending the Holy Ghost. What was the purpose? Oh, listen to what the prophet says. The Holy Spirit was sent for one purpose. That God himself might dwell in his church. And continue his plan through the church. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He wants to work through you. The purpose of sending the Holy Ghost was for God to continue through a bunch of people. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To continually manifest God to the world. That's exactly. That's what the prophet is saying here. May God help us. Who will be in the rapture? Nice step. It has nothing to do with
it.
Being eloquent has nothing to do with
it.
Listen to what the prophet says. Now we are going to say, show after a while, that just those who are filled with the Holy Ghost are the ones who are going in the rapture. Thus said the Lord. And thus said the Lord cannot fail. And
And brother, we are saying we have stayed for long in this mountain without the Holy Ghost. And who are those that are converted? Let me stop just here for a minute. This is the prophet. Before I finish reading. You are not converted until you have received the Holy Ghost. You are believing unto the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother, what are we saying? Once you are baptized by water, you have done a good thing. But it's a step towards the right direction. Don't sit idle after being baptized by water. You must move further until you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it optional? No, sir. Listen to what the prophet is saying. It's absolutely essential and necessary. And compelling and compulsory. That you receive the Holy Ghost now. If you don't, you can't come in the resurrection. And the prophet says, God cannot break his laws. Brother, if you watch the life of the apostles, before they received the Holy Ghost, after they received the Holy Ghost, brother, it was totally different. And Brother Branham says, there is a difference between a spirit-filled believer and
a
non-filled believer.
As no, that it's a difference. We can even see the difference. If you see, you cannot even forgive.
If you see hatred still ruling in your life, if you are still forgetting that little box there, brown box, may God help us.
Brother
Branham said,
he
said, this is my personal testimony. He said, there was a time when my mother was sick. And the only money I had was for tithes. He said, brother, I took a choice. I said, God first. Yet the mother is sick. Needed that same money. But when you have the Holy Ghost, you have that wisdom. You know it's God first.
Then the rest.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
May God help us. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what the matter, we don't get sealed so much. We are too loose about things. When the inspector goes through to inspect your life, to see if you are not just a little loose about things. Little loose about your prayer life. Little loose about that temper. Little loose about that tongue. Talking about others. Sisters,
help us.
The spirit of talking others.
It's very bad.
So,
if you were backbiting back there, Sunday school, then the spirit continues in you.
That's my go-go.
There you are now a granny.
Muskona, really have stayed long enough.
Amono erekuti.
In that mountain.
Magarisa muri pagomo rirekusevura vamwe makotsi.
I'm looking for a sister who say enough is enough.
Chikutsvaga hanzvadzi rikuti aiwa zvakwana zvakwana.
Handichada zvakaipa.
No longer
I
want to be your daughter, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to this. You must have the token displayed. Without it, all your believing is in vain.
Kana usina chiratidzo kutenda kwako kutenda pasina.
That's powerful.
Izvine simba.
You must have the token.
Unofanira kutori nechiratidzo.
If you must display it.
Unofanira kutochisa pachena.
If you don't have it, your believing is in vain.
Kana usina chiratidzo chakaiswa pachena ichi.
You're coming to church and it's in vain. Can you imagine?
Kuya kwako kuchechi. Urikuinga urikuya pasina.
Brother, tirikukugombedzera iuma.
We are comparing
one anu.
This morning.
Titarise upenyu hwedu hama dzangu.
Take inventory in our own life.
Ngatimbotarise upenyu hwedu.
Look into our lives. Deep.
Brother, nyaya iye hese kufungidzira kuti maybe per adventure I received the Holy Ghost.
You cannot say maybe I assume I have the Holy Ghost.
I always say like this.
Ndinowanzotaura sezvizvi.
The first birth. Your very first birth. Your birth certificate. Will tell us the location. Where you were born. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The date is there. Brother, I believe the spiritual birth also.
Ndinotenda kuti gwaro rekuzvarwa
kufamwe. You
must have a record. Mu
service iya iya.
On such a day, in such a service.
Pa all night prayer meeting iya iya.
On a certain all night meeting.
Committing tiri kumba kwa brother so and so kaka.
When we were at brother so and so's prayer meeting.
Pa convention iya iya.
On that convention.
Pandakanamatirwa papa.
When I was prayed for.
Brother, you must know that it happened on such a place. It's a bet.
Zvakaitika panzvimbo yakati yakati yakati.
You must be double sure.
Unonya unofana unyatsowa nechokwadi.
That you have the Holy Ghost.
Kuti unawo mweya mutsvene.
You press in.
Ramba wakabatira.
Because there is coming a time when you scream and cry. To receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it will be shut off from you. Get your Holy Ghost ticket now. Brother, maybe this is your last sermon you are hearing. I don't know. Maybe this is the last service you are attending. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is a servant of God is press on. There's coming a time, my brother. You are going to cry. You are going to weep. But it will be too late. Get the ticket. While this is still able, the prophet preached a message called token. He said the token is like a
ticket.
Brother, if you have the ticket, you have the right to board that plane.
Even if your socks are torn, but still you can board that plane.
Do you want to see the ticket? Hair and combed, it has nothing to do with that. They want to see that ticket.
Musora unakangwa wanapasa chawarikudai ticket.
In Egypt,
Egypt,
the angel was looking for the blood on the doorpost.
Mutumwa angarikutarisa ropa rakaiswa pagwadidziro.
This is what God is going to look for also. And the sign of a token is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet talks about Johnny Crow story.
Johnny Crow.
Reminds me one time. We tied on an old crow by the foot.
Amen.
Scared the other crows away.
Eating
at the cornfield. Well, that poor old crow, he just called, and the other crows going over, calling to him to come, and he couldn't fly. One day somebody came and looked at him. He said, poor fellow. He's just stuffed to death. So he just reached down and untied him and let him go. In other words, he broke the tie. Brother, this crow was tied. It had lived long enough. And one day, maybe it's today, somebody came and he broke the loops. He broke the tie. It was unloosed. The other crows flew over and said, come on, Johnny Crow. Let's go south now. That old fellow been tied so long till he just thought he was tied when he was untied. My brother.
Satan
happens.
They have to pray.
During the preaching of the word. You can believe it. Brother, you cannot afford to go back to your old habits. That old habit has to go. Those dirty deals, brother, they have to go. We are saying we have stayed long enough in those deals. And we are saying enough is enough. We cannot continue like that. Brother, you can't continue with the same obstacles you have been having 5 years ago. You can't continue the same challenges you are having 3 years ago. You cannot keep on confessing same habit you have been confessing 5 years ago. You can't have same mistakes that you've been having 5 months ago. You can't continue the same attitude that you have been having all along. You can't continue with your failures you have been having all the past years. You can't continue with the weak spiritual life you have been experiencing all along. Brother, you can't continue living a defeated life. Brother, you are failing to conquer demons. Demons at your working place. Sister, for how long shall I continue in that condition? My brother, for how long are you going to continue in that condition? Brother,
you are still being deprived of your rights.
Such believer. Sister, you are Satan.
The devil is still on you.
Brother, we are saying enough is enough. Brother, iwewe ndo unofa kutsika Satan.
It's you who is supposed to put your feet on the devil.
We have power over all demonic spirits. We are given the power. If you can believe it, all things are possible to them that believe it. Brother, I'm looking for sisters who are saying enough is enough. I've stayed in this condition for a long time. I don't want it anymore. I have a disrespect spirit. I was not respecting my husband for the past 10 years. I was not respecting my Sunday school teacher. Enough is enough. Oh, brother, if you want it can be broken today.
Oh,
ancestral spirits. Brother, they can be broken. We have power over all those demons. One sister in Bemberero.
I
went for a service one morning. Our God can do anything. Just to confirm that our God can do anything. Even during the preaching of the word. You can believe it. All things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sunday morning I reached there. I saw one sister. She was struggling to walk. I said, "Sister, what's the problem?" She said, "Brother, there is a problem in our family." She said, "I have two sisters." So she said, "Everyone in our home, they lose all the small toes of their foot, right and left." So she said, "You are seeing me struggling now. The left leg, I lost it already. And now I'm failing to walk because of this right one. It's about to fall." I said, "Sister, I cannot accept this situation." I said, "Sister, we can break this cycle. I'm looking for brothers who are refusing. I'm looking for sisters who are refusing their situation. Brother, it's you who has to refuse. Sister, it's you who has to refuse. No pastor will refuse. No elders will refuse for you. You take the chance yourself. You refuse yourself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers in Balkoni, I'm looking for a brother who is ready to defy, to break this cycle. Brother, these cycles, they will stop you from getting into rapture. Brother, you become spiritual thin. And we are saying enough is enough. Brother, we prayed for that sister.
Yes,
I speak now. Among the three ladies in their family. She is the only one having one more. Brother, there's power here that can break cycles. Maybe you have a situation in your very family. I have heard of some people that get sick every 29th day of the month. Sister,
Pay,
brother. It's directed to Kuchipata.
The money goes to for the hospital bills.
And it's a cycle like that. Months in, brother, months out. All the money, brother, that the brother is working for. Medical bills. Around five every month. On the fifth.
Musa five.
Sister becomes well. It's a cycle. It's going on and on and on. Brother, we are saying enough is enough. Maybe in your family, maybe all your sisters, they get married and they are divorced. Your auntie got married, divorced. Elder sister got married, divorced. Who is next? Brother, we want to break cycles. We are talking of real things here. There are cycles. Challenges in the families. But brother, I believe there's power here that can break those cycles. Brother, it takes you to identify your cycle. I've heard of some people that when they are about to write examinations, they get sick like nobody's business. But the sickness is well timed.
Chirwere
chinotomirira kuona examination timetable.
Exactly the examination time sickness come.
Kwakutotaimira kuti apa abuda kuchinyora manje. Uita musoro wekuti hazvibatsiri chinhu.
He's about to write, so there goes the headache.
Brother, we are saying enough is enough.
Zvakwana, zvakwana.
We want to break those cycles. Tinoda
kudimburira muwe zvaiwo.
Oh, brothers, we stand to our feet.
Tisimuka pasoka dzedu.
I'm looking for people who are like Shamga.
Ndiri kutsvaga vanhu vakaita saShamga.
Satan angaita chijairira.
Satan might get used.
Brother, Shamga was laboring.
Shamga ari kushingaira.
As a family man.
Sababa
wemba. Doing this, that and the other.
Achiita icho nechocho.
Wake up very early in the morning.
Achimuka rungwanani ngwanani.
Working for his family.
Achishandira mhuri yake.
But the devil, brother.
Asi Satani hama.
The Philistines.
VaFilistia.
They were just waiting for the time when he's about to happen.
Vakumirira nguva yego.
And then they just come and take everything. Maybe that's what the devil is doing in your life. Oh, what you labored for. Brothers, so in a split of a second, nothing.
They are just snatched away from you.
What do 100?
You have 100 chickens. There comes a certain disease.
Gone.
Then the chickens are all wiped away by that. You had borrowed the money.
Next month, we'll create a food in.
The following month, the same disease comes. And all the chickens, they die. This is the devil.
We are exposing the devil.
Satan.
Brother, if you are realizing the devil has been exposed in your life, I want you to rise up like Shamga. Who said, not this time anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, the men slaughtered 600 men.
Akauraya 600.
Brother, you have power to slaughter 600 demons.
Your
ancestral demons, you can slaughter them. The God of
Shamga
is in the church this morning. The pillar of fire is around today. Brother, we want to give God a task to help us break those chains. Breaking situations. Breaking conditions. Maybe today is your day. Maybe this service was meant for you. Brother, we want to break every devil. We want to break every evil spirit. The power to break is here. Brother, God can do it. If you can believe it. All things are possible. For how long, sister, shall you continue in that condition? For how long, my brother, will you continue in that? I believe this is your moment. I believe this is your time. I believe this is your season. I believe the hour has come for you. Your season has come for you. Brother, God can change situations. He can do it. The God of the sister in Bemberero is here. He can put a full stop. Brother, God can do it. If you can believe it. Oh, brother Shamga. Sister Shamga, are you there?
Sister Shamga,
it's your opportunity. Enough is enough. Oh, my brother, my sister. The devil has to go.
Satan.
The devil has to go.
Satan.
The demons devils, they have to go.
Madimona anofanira kuenda.
Ancestral spirits.
Mweya wemadzinza.
I'm putting them under my feet. For the glory of God. For how long, my brother?
Being enslaved by the demons.
For how long, my sister?
Being enslaved by sleeplessness.
For how long, my sister?
Being enslaved by
gossip.
They
can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hungering hearts can allow God to break situations in their life. If you can believe it, all things are possible. Oh, brother, we want to give God chance. Brother Branham said at one time to John Ryan, that blind man.
Bofu.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, I want you to give angels time. My. I believe there's time to preach the gospel. I believe there's time for the Holy Ghost to move. If we can give him full preeminence, if we can open up our hearts, brother, something is begging me. Something is just pushing me. Brother, things they have to break. Situations have to break. Brother, the breaking power is here. Sister, the breaking power is here. Brother, the breaking power is here. Maybe this is your moment. Maybe this service was meant for you, my little sister. God can do something. If you can believe it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Virginia was in the service one day, and the angel of the Lord started to move. When the angel was moving, Brother Branham, he saw the angel moving, and then he called out. The angel reached to where Brother Anderson was. Brother Anderson missed the angel.
Brother Anderson,
he missed this visitation, and the angel moved and went to Sister Virginia.
Sister Virginia,
she managed to grab. She said, today is my day. She said, today is when I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost. She said, today is when I'm going to break the cycle. She said, today is my moment. She said, today is my day. Brother, maybe this is your moment. Don't miss his visitation. Brother, God is here. Sister, God is here. The angel of God is here. Sister, God can change you. Brother, God can change you. The Holy Ghost. Sister, for how long are you going to stay without the Holy Ghost? My elderly brother, for how long are you going to stay without the Holy Ghost? The one who can give the Holy Ghost is here. Why is your heart
hardened?
Maybe this is your last
chance.
Maybe this is your last chance.
You are enjoying your business, which is going down.
You want to say enough is enough. Can
you see the evil spirits in your family? Can you see this spirit, my sister?
Evil spirits,
can you see them?
Why some tend men? The evil spirits. Yes, attend the mumba men.
We are saying today,
maybe it's your day. We want to break those cycles. We want to break the chains of
We want to break whatever the devil is doing. Maybe this is your moment. Maybe this is your season. That a God can change situations. The God of Shamgai. The God of Shamgai. The God of William Branham is here.
William Branham
changing situations. Changing things. Brother, some things are happening already. If you believe it, things are already moving. If you believe it, the angel of the Lord is here. The pillar of fire is here. Brother, God goes to church to address your situation, to address your condition. I believe he has done it to you. I believe this is made for you. What a mighty God we serve. The angel of God is here. The angel of God is here. There is no situation too hard for you. No situation too hard for God. No situation too hard.
No situation too
hard.
The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here.
You can receive it. The gift of the Holy Ghost is here.
The gift
of the
Holy Spirit is here.
For how long? Oh, brother, the Holy Ghost is here. I can feel it. The Holy Ghost is here. I can feel it. I can feel it. The Holy Ghost is here. I can feel it. Sister, don't miss him. Maybe this is your day. Maybe this is your opportunity. Maybe this is your chance. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive him. Receive him, my brother. Receive him, my sister. Receive him. Don't let him pass by you. Receive him. He is here, my brother. He can change situations. He can change situations. He can change your business. He can change your home. He can change the surroundings. He can change everything. Change. You can believe it. He's here, my sister. The angel of God is here. The angel of God is here. He can change situations. He can change situations. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here. The pillar of fire is here. The angel of God is here. Single sisters, the Holy Ghost, the inside teacher is here. My elderly brothers, the Holy Ghost, the inside teacher is here. The pillar of fire is here. Brother, all things are possible. Them that believe. My brother, my sister. It's a promise. The Holy Ghost is a promise. The Holy Ghost is a promise. Sister, the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Ghost is here. Receive him. Receive the Holy Ghost. Sister, receive. Brother, receive. The angel of God is here. Receive him. Receive. Speak to him. Speak to him. Receive him. Receive him. Receive him. He is here. He is passing by. Don't miss him. Get a hold of him. Do like Jacob, who said, Lord, I cannot leave you until you do something. Tell God, say, Lord, I cannot leave this place until I have received the Holy Ghost. Tell him, my brother. Tell him, my sister. He can fill you. He can give you as much as you desire. God can bless you. God can bless that business. That dwindling business. I'm giving
a proclamation that dwindling business is to prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Business hero,
that is not prospering.
I'm giving a proclamation. Yes! Something is happening. Business
Barrenness.
Ancestral spirits, we are breaking them in the name of Jesus Christ. We are breaking them in the name of Jesus Christ. Ancestral spirits, we are binding them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my brother, my sister, hallelujah!
Amen.
Claim what you want, claim what you desire, claim what you are looking for. Claim your desire. Claim what you want from the Lord. He can give it to you. He can give it to you. You can receive the Holy Ghost now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. You can receive now. You can receive now. The Holy Ghost is here. The angel of God is here. The pillar of fire is here. You can receive him. Receive him. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive overcoming power. Receive faith. Receive victory. All things are possible. You can believe it. All things are possible. Them that believe. Oh, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in his presence.
Eat
as a Jacob.
Do like Jacob.
Be like Jacob.
Amen.
And you receive the Holy Ghost.
And
you something has happened. God, something has to happen. He can do it. You can believe it. All things are possible. All things are possible. Believe it, my brother. Just claim what you want. Claim it. Claim it. Claim your loved one. Claim it. Claim it, my sister. Claim it, my brother. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh God. May you touch your people.
Yes.
May you transform lives.
Hallelujah.
May you change situations. May you fill your people with the Holy Ghost. May you change them.
Yes.
May you touch them, Lord. Father, you are wonderful. Lord, I pray.
Hallelujah.
Father, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
May you grant your children what they are desiring. May you give them what they want. May you give them overcoming power. Oh, Lord Jesus. Some have stayed enough in different situations. Some have stayed long time.
Yes.
Oh, Father, my projects are gamira, Baba.
Yes.
My projects are still kufamba. Baba, tinonamata. Mupe wananyu zvikwanisiro. Father, we are saying enough is enough. May you open an avenue somehow. May you help your children. May you grant them what they desire. My business akaondoroka. My bizima asiri kufamba. Baba, tinonamata. Ropa fadzai wana wenyu. Oh God. Wape ipunduso, Baba. Wandu zaima basa ema oko. Muape chisoro chechitle para Joseph. Whatever he held in his hand, there are some blessings that followed. That's what you are desiring also upon your children. May you give them what they desire.
Amen.
Give them overcoming power. Father, you are holy.
Yes.
Father, you are wonderful. Lord Jesus, we appreciate you. We glorify your name. Oh God, those seeking the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Father, I pray.
Yes.
May you compassion to them, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. May you give it to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let them be filled with the power from on high. It's your promise. Let it be. Father, may you grant it in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we glorify your name. We thank thee. Hallelujah.
Jesus is here. Jesus is here.